Welcome to Verity Wealth Report with Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Verity Wealth Report is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now let's get started with Verity Wealth Report.
Hello, and welcome to the Verity Wealth Report. My name is Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 626-650-9486 or visit us online at veritywealthgroup.com. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out our past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Today, we're going to talk about the One Big Beautiful Bill. Like many things in a closely divided Congress, passage of the new budget bill didn't happen without a fair amount of drama. But as the Associated Press reported, the House did finally pass the nearly 900-page bill on a 218-214 vote on Thursday, July 3rd of 2025, and President Trump did sign it into law at a White House ceremony the following day. Today, during the show, we're going to break the bill down a bit with the goal of giving our listeners a better understanding of what it may mean for you today and in the future. It's been a widely requested topic, and I'm glad to bring our listeners this topic today. But let me introduce my co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill, before we jump into today's timely topic. Jacqueline, how are you handling this latest hot spell?
Well, Stephen, we just discussed how you are in a hot, steamy wave heat right now, and I am in a cold weather, and we're talking 65, a high here in Minnesota. And wow. So I don't know if I'm handling it quite well. And to be honest with you, I'm a little, mourning summer right now as well, with it becoming September already, and just seems like summer is gone and I'm sad, but fall is exciting times. And honestly, I'm very excited about talking about this topic today, Stephen. And you're right. This topic is confusing, the big budget bill. There's a lot to unpack here. So Stephen, let's get into it.
Let's go. Yeah. So a recent Nerd Wallet article, What the Big Beautiful Bill Means for Your Finances, it does an excellent job breaking this bill down. So let's break it down together. According to the Congressional Budget Office, this bill is set to pile about $3.3 trillion to the national debt over the next decade. Now, that's just a number on paper, but it's a ripple effect that could touch about every household in America. Buried in the hundreds of budget line items are real changes that actually may hit your wallet, your taxes, and your future plans. So let's talk about what's in the bill and how it could shape the financial landscape for you, as well as the economy at large.
Stephen, I know the bill may have major implications for both tax cuts and credits. What can you tell us about that?
Sure. Yeah. Let's first consider how the budget bill will likely reduce the federal government's revenue. With regard to taxes, the biggest ticket item in this new budget is the permanent extension of the 2017 tax cuts. Those tax cuts were set to expire, but now they're here to stay. According to the Congressional Budget Office, they also come with a hefty price tag that's by far the most expensive move in the entire package. First, let's highlight who could benefit. The wealthiest households could pocket more than $12,000 a year. Middle-income families might see about $500 to $1,000 back in their pockets annually, but for the lowest earners, it's actually a loss of about $1,500 a year. In total, there's about 70 tax-related changes baked into this budget. So for me, some of the attention-grabbing items include a bump in the standard deduction. So number one, bump in the standard deduction says about $750 more for individuals and about $1,500 more for couples starting in 2025. Another one is a deduction for seniors up to $6,000 of your tax years from 2025 to 2028. A permanent boost to the alternative minimum tax exemption. Also, an increase to the child tax credits to $2,200 in 2026. My favorite, big estate and gift tax exemptions. And also some headline generators like no taxes on tips or overtime pay from years 2025 to 2028. Even interest on new auto loans up to $10,000 is excluded during that period, although it's limited to vehicles assembled only in the United States. Altogether, these changes would cut government revenue by trillions over the next decade. So while some families will feel the relief, others may actually be left wondering where they fit in and how these moves will shape their bigger picture.
Wow, that's a lot to unpack there, Stephen. And personally, my favorite is the no taxes on tips or overtime pay. But great to point those out, because that's a lot in each bullet point, really. Is there's, we could go forever into each of those. So you just said that the bill may mean a big drop in revenue for the federal government, but are there any revenue sources for the government in the bill?
Sure. Let's take a look at where the government's planning to bring back some of that revenue. First up, the state and local tax, or also known as SALT, deduction cap. It's going up to $40,000 from 2025 to 2028. That's a big jump from the $10,000 limit we've had. And if Congress didn't act, it would have expired it completely, letting taxpayers deduct unlimited state and local taxes. So yes, this change actually does raise revenue nearly $950 billion over time. On the clean energy front, things are also shifting. That residential clean energy tax credit is gone after 2025. So if you're thinking about the rooftop solar or geothermal, now might be the time. Ending that credit adds about another $77 billion to the pot. And here's another curveball. The bill introduces the Trump accounts, which are investment accounts for kids that parents can contribute to. The government throws in $1,000 to get it started. The total price tag is $15 billion. Finally, the budget closes a tariff loophole that lets small packages dodge taxes, meaning some online orders from abroad may actually get pricier. Put it all together, the tax changes in this bill total about $4.5 trillion in cuts over the next decade. And I believe big implications for families, investors, and everyday Americans.
Stephen, I completely agree with you. And I also love the idea of Trump accounts, you know, adding money in for children. And it makes me want to have a kid, right? But Stephen, how can a financial services professional help someone make sense of this new budget bill?
Yeah, the newly passed federal budget is packed with tax changes, spending shifts, policy updates that can actually impact your wallet for years. A financial services professional can help you break down what matters, what doesn't, and how to consider adjusting your financial strategy accordingly, from helping to maximize new deductions to helping avoid potentially costly missteps. Working with a financial services professional may be a chance to add clarity, context, and some value to your financial strategy.
Yeah. And Stephen, to just overview of what we've been talking about today. You know, we've been peeling back the large onion that is the new federal budget bill that was passed by Congress on July 3rd and then signed into law by President Trump on July 4th. So far, we've had a terrific discussion about how the new bill is expected to take considerable revenue from the federal government while returning a modest amount of revenue. So what do you have for us in this next segment?
Yeah, the NerdWallet article, What the Big Beautiful Bill Means for Your Finances, does have a lot more information that I think may be critical for some of our listeners, including a rundown of what the legislation may mean for social safety nets. To help offset the bill's massive price tag, Republicans have actually included about $930 billion in cuts to social programs over the next decade. That means big changes for Medicaid, Medicare, and the Affordable Care Act, programs that cover more than 100 million Americans combined. One of the biggest drivers is the new Medicaid work requirement. If you're a childless adult or a parent with kids who are 15 or older, you'll need to prove you worked, volunteered, or even went to school at least 80 hours the previous month just to qualify. And eligibility checks are getting stricter because states now must verify eligibility every 6 months. The potential result, according to the Congressional Budget Office, is that nearly 12 million more people could be underinsured or uninsured by 2034. And if more cuts hit the Affordable Care Act, that number could even climb higher, the article says. The bill also tightens food assistance rules with the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP, by expanding work requirements and shifting more of the cost burden to states. Ultimately, if you or people you care about rely on these programs, this isn't background noise. It's something that actually may hit home.
Great point, Stephen. And I think we're all going to have to be patient with the coming weeks and months, just so we can see how the bill will shake out for most people.
Right. Yeah. So let's examine next what the budget bill may actually mean for consumer protections. There are some changes in this budget that may be of special note, especially if you've got student loans or care about consumer protections. First, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the government's watchdog that clawed back more than $21 billion for consumers, just had its budget cut in half. The article explains that it could mean fewer investigations, fewer refunds, and less protection where it matters most. And for federal student loan borrowers, things are shifting fast. This bill scraps the current repayment plans, stretches out the forgiveness timelines, and ends funding for graduate plus loans. It even sets lifetime borrowing limits for grad students. So if you're counting on federal aid to finish that degree, that road just got steeper.
And Stephen, this hits home for me because I do have student loans. And when it comes to a big picture, things kind of like the national debt or the overall economy, what does the article tell us?
Well, according to the article, the Tax Foundation projects it could give the economy a short-term jolt, mainly by encouraging business investments through big tax cuts. But that boost comes with a $3 trillion price tag added to our already staggering $36 trillion national debt. Now, where's the money going? The biggest chunk is tax changes, followed by $1 trillion earmarked for defense, border security, and immigration enforcement, including $45 billion for the border wall and another $45 billion for detention facilities. But not everything's getting funded. The article explains that the bill rolls back clean energy incentives, which some experts say could raise energy costs for consumers, slow down clean energy development, and even lead to job losses while emissions may go back up. And finally, here's one thing that keeps the lights on. The bill raises the debt ceiling by $5 trillion. That move keeps the U.S. from defaulting on its bill this summer, which could have sent shockwaves through the economy. Love it or hate it, this budget isn't just about numbers. It's about priorities, trade-offs, and what kind of future the country is headed toward.
Stephen, one of my biggest questions while following how Congress debated the budget bill was what it may specifically mean for Social Security. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, a Kipling article, "No Social Security Tax Changes in Trump's Big Bill, What Retirees Need to Know," had detailed some excellent notes here. It first addresses taxes on Social Security benefits. Here's a little myth busting for your retirement toolkit. Social Security isn't always tax-free. In fact, depending on your income, up to 85% of your benefits can be taxed. It all comes down to something called combined income, which is half your Social Security plus your adjusted gross income and any tax-exempt interest you've got floating around. Currently, if your combined income is more than $25,000 as an individual or $32,000 as a couple, the IRS starts taxing up to 50% of your benefits. If you cross $34,000 or $44,000, you could be looking at taxes on up to 85%. But those income thresholds haven't been touched since the 1980s. So as income rises, more retirees are finding themselves with surprise tax bills. In 1984, only 10% of people paid taxes on their Social Security benefits, but today it's about 40%. So if you're living on a modest retirement income, there's a good chance your benefits are still safe from taxes. But for the higher earners, this could be a sneaky hit to your retirement cash flow.
That's a lot of information right there and a lot of numbers, and that sure can get confusing. So, Stephen, how can working with a financial services professional like yourself help people avoid unpleasant Social Security surprises?
Yeah, I think most importantly, working with a financial service professional can help you avoid Social Security surprises like unexpected taxes. They'll guide you through income thresholds, timing strategies, and strategic withdrawals so that you keep more of what you've earned. With a thoughtful strategy, your benefits can actually stay predictable, which can help keep your retirement on track.
Yeah, and after breaking the bill down, kind of in general terms, we focus on Social Security. And so where do we go from here? What else are we going to talk about, Stephen?
Yeah, the Kipling article, No Social Security Tax Changes in Trump's Big Bill, What Retirees Need to Know, has also more information that's worth a look, including some likely reasons a larger Social Security tax cut was actually left out of the final bill. Let's talk about why this massive GOP reconciliation bill doesn't include a repeal of taxes on Social Security benefits. Many people were hoping for it, but here's why it didn't make the cut. First, the rules. Senate budget reconciliation. Basically, Congress's shortcut to pass big tax and spending packages has guardrails. And one big one is the Byrd Rule, named after Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia. It says you can't use reconciliation to make major changes to Social Security. So even if lawmakers wanted to include a full repeal of the Social Security tax, the rules just wouldn't let them. Then there's the price tag. Cutting those taxes would actually cost the federal government about $1.5 to $1.6 trillion over 10 years. That's a massive hit to revenue, and it could speed up how quickly the Social Security Trust Fund runs dry. Speaking of which, the latest trustees report just dropped, and the outlook isn't great. According to the article, the combined trust funds are now projected to be depleted by 2034. That's a year sooner than we thought. If Congress doesn't act, retirees could see their benefits cut by about 20% across the board.
Wow, that's a shocker. And so, Stephen, if there wasn't a full repeal, what did Congress manage to do?
Well, instead of scrapping taxes on Social Security, the bill's headline move is a $6,000 bonus standard deduction for people 65 and older. That's their big play, according to the article. So here's how it looks. It kicks in starting in 2025 and runs through 2028. You get the full $6,000 if you make $75,000 or less as a single filer, or $150,000 or less if you are filing jointly. Above those thresholds, it starts phasing out and disappears entirely at $175,000. But here's the good news. You can claim this bonus even if you don't itemize. Plus, it stacks on top of the existing standard deduction bump for seniors 65 and above. While it's not a Social Security tax repeal, this extra deduction could still bring meaningful relief to millions of retirees, especially those on fixed incomes.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of retirees could use some of that relief. So what will the tax implications be specifically for the retirees?
While the new $6,000 bonus standard deduction for people 65 and older sounds great, the actual impact on Social Security taxes will vary. Many lower income retirees already pay little or no federal income tax on their benefits. That means this new deduction may not change much for them. But middle income retirees could see significant relief. Let's say they're riding that tax line where part of their Social Security income is being taxed. This deduction could actually lower their taxable income just enough to drop below the IRS thresholds, and suddenly less of their benefits is taxable. Maybe even none of it. That's real savings.
Stephen, I know that this can get very confusing for our listeners. So could you give us an example of this?
Yeah, let's take a look at, say, a 67-year-old who's single retiree, has $25,000 in Social Security and $18,000 from a retirement account. The IRS looks at something called combined income, which in this case totals $30,500. That's above the $25,000 line where Social Security starts getting taxed. But with the new deduction, that taxable income might drop low enough to change the math and reduce the taxes owed on benefits. Now, for higher income retirees, the deduction phases out quickly. If they're pulling in more than $75,000 as an individual or $150,000 as a couple, this bonus likely won't touch their bottom line. They're still getting the standard deduction of about $17,000 in 2025. But that extra $6,000 is out of reach.
This has just been a lot of great information about Social Security. Can you give us some of what you think the key highlights are?
Yeah, despite all of the political buzz, the 2025 bill doesn't actually cut taxes on Social Security benefits. What it does include is a temporary bonus deduction for older adults, providing a potential boost that could help some, but not all. According to data from the Bipartisan Policy Center cited in the article, this bonus deduction is likely to benefit retirees with modest incomes. Here's a catch. The lowest earners already don't pay federal income taxes on their Social Security, so they won't see any difference. And the highest earners make too much to qualify, so the group that really feels it is that middle slice of seniors sitting just above the tax thresholds. Now you might be wondering, why not just eliminate Social Security taxes altogether? And the answer is money. Doing that would cost the federal government about $1.45 trillion over the next 10 years. The bonus deduction, by comparison, only costs about $200 billion. That's a difference of about $1.25 trillion. And that's why lawmakers went the deduction route.
Wow. Trillions and millions and billions. It can get very confusing. So, Stephen, anything else before we close the curtain on today's show?
Yeah, listeners can visit my website or call our office. They can visit our website here at veritywealthgroup.com or call us at 626-650-9486 to discuss how we can answer some of your questions. I know there's a lot of information that we went through today. There's a lot of details and there's a lot of confusion about this new budget bill, but we can go over a lot of those questions or any other concerns you have about your retirement. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement. So that's what we've got today.
Well, thank you, Stephen, and thank you for your knowledge and to teach us and the listeners all about this, because this can get very confusing. And to have somebody in your corner like yourself who can help guide our listeners through this, this is a lot. And so thank you, Stephen. And that concludes another episode of the Verity Wealth Report with our host, Stephen Ting, and me, your co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill.
Join us soon for another episode of the Verity Wealth Report. Take care. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you for joining us for Verity Wealth Report. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Stephen Tink at Verity Wealth Group at 626-650-9486 or visit veritywealthgroup.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Verity Wealth Report.
Stephen Ting offers investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 877-885-0508, and SEC, Registered Investment Advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC, and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Verity Wealth Group is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors, LLC. Insurance products and services offered through Stephen Ting, independent agent. Verity Wealth Group, Stephen Ting, and Gradient Advisors, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.